This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Playa Lakes and rainwater basins. What are these, and are they the same? That's our topic this time. Playa lakes are round hollows in the ground in the high plains of the United States. They are ephemeral, meaning they contain water only at certain times, like after a drenching thunderstorm. Those of us who grew up on the high plains heard our fathers and grandfathers talk about mud holes and buffalo wallows. Nowadays, they're called playas. Rainwater basins are playas found in 21 counties of south central Nebraska. Funk, Nebraska, where Laurel Badura works, is in that rainwater basin region.
They are very similar in how they function. I think they're different in their basis of formation as well as their soil properties.
Badura is a wildlife biologist with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says rainwater basins were formed from wind scouring over tens of thousands of years.
The wind scoured out the lush soils, the lighter soils on the top. They actually deposited them on the southeast side of a wetland. Water ponded in those areas and pulled those small clay particles down and formed what we call a clay pan.
Ted LaGrange is wetland program manager for Nebraska Game and Parks.
They're mostly a closed basin, that is, they have no outlet, so water flows into them from rainwater and also from snowmelt in ponds there. And the reason it ponds in those wetlands, there's a thick clay layer underneath the wetlands called a clay pan, and that tends to be pretty impermeable and ponds water when it's wet.
That clay pan, common to playas and rainwater basins, is inches thick in the playas of the southern high plains, and it can be feet thick under the rainwater basins. Rainwater basins tend to hold water longer than some other playas due to greater average annual rainfall in the region.
A healthy wetland is going to have a fairly intact watershed, ideally in some type of a prairie-type cover. It's going to have a plant community that is fairly dynamic and has a fair number of annuals in it. A lot of them are kind of weedy species in a lot of people's view, but those annual plants provide important food resources for the birds that come through during the migration.
During the twice-yearly migrations, millions and millions of birds make a pit stop in the rainwater basin wetlands. We'll save that story for another day, but it's important that these wetlands remain healthy in size and in number.
The most significant thing is the restoration efforts that are underway are kind of the last hope for these rainwater basins. With new technology and the way that agriculture is changing, without the areas that are perpetually protected, we are continuing to see a decline in the numbers and types of rainwater basin wetlands.
Laurel Badura of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She helps producers and landowners safeguard wetlands on their property.
So we're really making quite an effort to conserve and protect these areas. With that many ducks and geese and migratory water birds that pass through here, every acre lost is one more important acre that we may never get back, and those birds can't rely on for their future or their offspring's future.
Our thanks to Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Macaulay Library in Ithaca, New York, for the featured bird songs. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about migrating birds and conserving the wetlands they depend on, and hear archived episodes on the website playacountry.org.